It is time now for Oh the Humanities, taking a look at humanities news and research and events on campus. And for that, we are joined in the studio by Rachel Shavitz, who is with Carolina Public Humanities. Humanities.unc.edu is the website. Rachel, how's it going?
Hey. Happy summer.
Happy summer. That's great.
We're still what here.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, the Carolina Public Humanities schedule went like right up until, what, mid-July,
yeah,
basically. And it starts up again in a couple of weeks.
Exactly. I'm here to promote an event that we have on August 9th, so there's no rest for the weary.
Absolutely not.
None
yeah.
whatsoever.
How has your summer been in general?
Good. Really yeah. good. I mean, I think the fun thing about North Carolina is there's beach and mountains, right? So
yes,
we did a little
yeah.
of this, a little of that.
I like it.
The kids are in the pool all day, every
nice,
day.
Nice.
Yeah.
You were also traveling the world as
That's
well,
right.
because we were talking about this earlier,
oh,
too.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was spectacular.
For Andrew Reynolds as a book
That's
tour.
That's right.
Yeah.
So in May, we were in New Zealand and Australia promoting a book about LGBTQ equality around the world in different parliaments all over the world. And so May was Wellington, Auckland, Melbourne, and Sydney. And it was spectacular.
That's pretty awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
Thanks, Andy, for writing that book.
Yeah, exactly.
Great job.
Right.
Great job.
Yeah. All right. So tell us about what's going on August 9th.
Yeah. So I have with me a teaching assistant professor from the Department of English and Comparative Lit, Jen Howard. And she is teaming up with Carolyn Almendinger, who's at the ACLEND, and she's been on your show with me before, to do an interdisciplinary thing. This is this buzzword everybody likes to toss around, but maybe not actually do. But we are actually gonna do it. And so we've got an artist.
We've got
and
both kinds, country and Western. Yes. Right, yeah.
Art
yeah.
and lit
yeah.
in one room. So they have this beautiful new exhibit called Way Out West at the ACLEND. That's a gift of the Hugh A. McAllister Jr. Collection. And so it's photographs and artifacts and paintings that talk about the West or depict the West and explore the West.
Awesome.
And we've paired that collection, which Carolyn will talk about, with Dr. Well, almost to be, soon to be Dr. Jen Howard, who is going to talk about a book, Storyteller, and I don't want to say anything more about it because I want to let her do that work for us.
Jen, how are you? Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So, first of all, I want to say there's like a really cool kind of continuity between this discussion today and what we had last week, because this is all about artistic representations of the American West, and last week we had Maggie Chow from the Art History Department who was talking about landscape portraits and
right.
the American
nice.
West and kind of the decline of that at the end of the 19th century, and this is kind of bringing that back.
Totally.
So I love that. So tell us about the book, Storyteller. What is it?
Sure. So Storyteller is by a pretty famous Laguna Pueblo writer named Leslie Marmon Silco. People might know her sort of magnum opus, which is Almanac of the Dead, or Ceremony, which is her first book. And Storyteller is a really great book from, I think it's 1981, and it's a combination of poetry, photographs, oral stories handed down through her family, and various poems all put together to kind of depict what she considers to be the nature of storytelling.
Awesome. So there are a lot of books that you could have selected to go with this particular artistic exhibit. Why this one?
Right. I thought it would be really provocative, a little bit challenging, and just really neat to pair the exhibit, which is largely by white photographers, white American photographers, and explorers of the early 20th century, with somebody whose family grew up in New Mexico and has a different relationship to the land and to art and to storytelling.
Awesome. So how did you come to this book?
I was given this book during my undergraduate class.
Okay.
Was
it like a assigned reading for a class, or did
you
get it? Okay,
yeah. At CU Boulder, actually.
Nice.
And it's always been one of my favorites.
Awesome. So speaking with Jen Howard, who's going to be one of two presenters at this event. That's going to be on Friday, August 9th. It's going to be at the ACLEND,
yeah.
is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the ACLEND, along with Carolyn Almendinger, is going to be talking about the art exhibition, which is called Way Out West. And you can get more information on all of this online at humanities.unc.edu. Jen, I want to get back to you in a second, but Rachel, tell us about the actual art that's in the exhibit.
Oh, sure.
How much,
So one thing I was going to to say is that we've been trying to shake things up a little bit and break out of our sort of standard models. And so this is one of our experimental models, and we're going to have snacks and wine and a panel. And if you get your ticket, you get a copy of the book so everyone can have it and be reading it and looking through it together and all kind of be...
And they're short stories too. So,
and poems and photographs and all kinds of good stuff. And so I think it'll be really nice to have everyone have the same, right? And be able to like reference it together. But it's like blending so many different things, right? It's like a book club and a talk and an art exhibit sort of docent-led thing. So I have a lot of... I think it has a lot of potential and it could be really spectacular.
Yeah,
plus wine and the Ackland.
Of course,
I think it's
going to
be awesome. Yeah, you know me. So you were asking about the exhibit, though. So I was just going to tell you some of the artists that are included, and some names you'll recognize like Ansel Adams and Dorothea Lange. And then there's some others that maybe are less well known. So I think it's worth it for folks who are fans of some of the better known photographs. And I also really love to compare Ansel Adams and Dorothea Lange because of, you know, they're both photographing similar times and spaces and content, but their perspectives are so markedly different. It's really interesting from a feminist perspective. Nevertheless, there's also folks like Albert Bierstadt, Thomas Moran, Edward Weston, Alan Hauser, among others, and we're looking at landscapes, we're looking at close-ups, we're looking at artifacts, we're looking at photographs. Mm. Should be good times.
Awesome. So elaborate on Adams versus Lange.
Oh, man, here we go. Well, so I teach film, and I'm often telling, you know, talking with students about your perspective and what you choose to include in a frame and what you choose to exclude and how there is no such thing as some sort of, like, objective, this is how everyone sees it. No.
Yeah.
You choose. You make specific choices about what you frame in and what you frame out. And so I'll show pictures of Japanese American internment camps, which both Adams and Lange photographed, and how human the Lange photographs are, and how much more focused on composition with mountains and buildings and roads and things the Adams ones are, and how Lange was hired to document some of this and then promptly replaced. And why would that be if you're focused more on this sort of beautiful mountain landscape than you are on the human life and story that is happening in a camp and you're trying to support that system? You don't want a Lange photograph. You want an Adams.
Ansel Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And there's no denying that they're both beautiful and evocative and perfectly composed, but depends what story you're trying to tell.
And they tell different stories.
Very different.
Oh, interesting. Is that something that you see in their work, like, throughout?
I'm not a scholar of their work. I just have used them as sort of like an exemplar that I point to make the case for... I could set this scene for you, group of students, and each of you would bring something different to how you shoot that scene, how you compose your shot, how you frame it, how you cut it, all of these sorts of things. And thinking about whose eyes you're looking through as you compose a shot and whose eyes you're looking through as you tell a story, which is what Jen will be discussing, and why in particular she chose this author rather than some others that she could is a huge part of, you know, being a thoughtful media maker, filmmaker, writer, artist, you name it.
Jen, will you be talking primarily about the book, or will it be consciously, like, in conjunction with the art?
So I have a reading guide that I've prepared ahead of time.
Okay.
I think what it's going to look like is there is a lecture about the art first, and then the second hour will be me discussing the book. And I think we'll do some questions in tandem. And then hopefully what we're hoping for is that there is a lot of sort of an eruption of curiosity that comes from the people there, sort of as they view and think about the art and then apply it in the moment to storyteller.
Awesome. So what is your, like, just in general, kind of stepping back from this particular talk, what's your research on?
So my research is actually a literary spatial view of the Southwest, and what I... discuss is how contemporary Native writers and writers of color sort of remap tales of colonialism for alternative present and future, and recover some of the technologies and knowledges that have existed for thousands of years in the Southwest, and sort of begin to use them for political purposes, mm-hmm. such as talking about climate change, right? And looking at ways that people have worked in reciprocity with the earth, for instance, or the ways in which landscapes, especially with Silco, the ways in which landscapes figure into storytelling, and so that you cannot separate a landscape from a story that has been told over and over again.
Yeah, and I'm looking at I'm now for the first time actually looking at the cover of the book, and it's the cover says exactly what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
it's
I the
combination
the
of the
thing.
The sunset, but the way that it's depicted, it makes the face. Is that Silco's face? Is that or just
it is,
okay?
Yeah. In the book, if you were to look through, there's a lot of photographs, and a lot of them actually look fairly similar to what you'll see in the exhibit. But talking about perspective, they're completely different. Silco found almost all of these photographs in a basket that her family had by a front door, and that were taken by her father and her grandfather. And so when you look at them, and hopefully when we have this conversation, it's exactly what Rachel was saying. It's a very different way of looking at a similar photograph, and different things come up.
That's awesome. So in your research, what kind of authors stand out?
Oh, wow, there's so many. So my research has a chapter on California, one in Arizona, and one in New Mexico.
Okay.
And so I actually used Leslie Marmon Silco and a book called Garden in the Dunes, which is a really amazing book, to sort of talk about sort of masculine frontier stories being remapped in particularly feminist native ways with practices of egalitarianism. In New Mexico, I look at the ways in which what I call positive recognition, where a lot of white writers came in and said, "Oh, look at these native cultures; they're so great." The way that actually led to a lot of environmental damage and a lot of sort of violence towards land and people. Mm-hmm. And then in California, I look at the ways in which authors Tommy Pico, Deborah Miranda, and Natalie Diaz, who are poets, native poets, the way that they sort of push back against sort of California as a paradise.
Right.
Right. Hmm. And start to look at sort of the environmental damages of damming and of sort of super cities in the last 100 years.
Awesome. Yeah. So speaking with Jen Howard, you're going to hear her on August 9th, which is a Friday. If you get tickets to this discussion at the Ackland Art Museum, humanities.unc.edu for more information on that, as well as other upcoming events. As we wrap up, I'll give Rachel Shavitz the last word. Anything else that people need to know about this event or other upcoming events that people want to know about?
I would say for this event, try to, you know, if this sounds of interest to you, and I really hope that it does, and I think it's going to be spectacular, I would register sooner rather than later so that we have time to get you the book and you have time to be comfortable with it. I think that, you know, I think we're only going to have about 40 is the maximum for something like this, because you want to be able to have like a good conversation and time for folks to see the gallery spaces. So yeah, get it while it's hot.
Awesome.
Better watch out.
Humanities.unc.edu for more information on that and other upcoming events. Jennifer Howard, Rachel Shavitz, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having us.